Welcome, tech enthusiasts, to another exciting episode of What the Tech, the podcast sponsored by ProServeID. In today's episode, we're peeling back the layers of Viva, Microsoft's innovative platform designed to reshape the way we work. Whether you're a tech enthusiast or just getting started in the digital landscape, this episode promises to be an insightful journey into the heart of Viva. We'll unravel its features, explore its function, and understand how it's transforming the employee experience. But here's the twist. Today, we're focusing on driving employee engagement with Viva Connections. This episode is your pass to the tech world, and we can't wait to get started. Stay tuned for this episode on What the Tech.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to our final class. We'll start off with saying that Microsoft believes that flexible and hybrid work will have a really big impact on the future of work. Every organization will need new operating models, new office spaces, and new technology to adapt. And we believe empowering people and creating a great employee experience are key success factors. Through this session, I will provide an overview of some of the new hybrid work innovations that Microsoft is building with Viva Connections and maybe show you some photos as samples. So let's get started. Scope of this of the disruption we have experienced over the last 2 years cannot be understated. Research tells the story with data, and every day, customers tell us their stories about the impact that the disruption has had, not only to businesses, to the supply chains, to the market, but most importantly, to the people. Over the last 2 years, most of us transformed our physical workplace to a digital workplace and transformed work from in-person to remote. Massive transformation in the matter of months. Many of you with us today probably have been on the front lines of IT during those transformation. And if that is the case, I wanted to thank you for what you've done to really empower our society to adapt. You let our frontline employees and first responders to really deliver our most pressing needs and let the parents, teachers, and institutions keep our families and children and even the government moving forward. So what have we learned from our collective experience of this massive disruption? We've learned that we face a hybrid work paradox in which a majority of workers want to maintain some or all of the flexibility that comes with remote work. And simultaneously, a majority of workers desires more in-person contact with their colleagues. Leaders know that the hybrid workplace is here to stay. They are reshaping their digital and physical workplace and reimagining their work and workforce. We've learned that the most important factor in an organization's success is its people. Your people power the agility and resilience of your organization. We've also learned that in many sectors of the workforce, people are looking for a new balance between work, where they are valued, and the life that they value. So in short, people are actively seeking new opportunities and the right fit. So we also face a period of significant fluidity in our workforce, what's being now called as the Great Reshuffle, which puts strain on the business to retain talent and knowledge and to recruit new talent as they rebuild from the disruption of the pandemic. So, how are leaders and organizations applying a growth mindset and moving forward with these learnings? What's really next? I think it's never been a more exciting time to reimagine what work and the workplace can be. It's more than a physical place. It is now a digital experience. It's now more than hybrid. It is now flexible. And it's more than inclusive. It's now people-centric. So that is why organizations are investing in tools not only to empower people to be productive in the hybrid workplace, but also to deliver an employee experience that supports people's well-being and growth. That way, people can thrive and contribute their best selves sustainably to the goals of the organization. Okay. So people will thrive and succeed where culture, communications, and engagement support the organization's mission. Culture guides people's behaviors by establishing shared values and beliefs that are supported by reinforcement systems. And then communications It aligns people by clarifying vision and progress towards shared objectives. Engagement, on the other hand, it activates people to contribute their best selves to the effort. There's a virtuous cycle of strategy, culture, communications, and engagement. A cycle that accelerates agility and innovation and builds resiliency. But that cycle slows when connections are reduced. That is why, while organizations, as I've mentioned, are investing in people-centric tools like Microsoft Teams to really help people collaborate together and get work done, they are also investing in new tools to foster connections between people and each other and between people and, of course, the organization as well. Microsoft Viva has recently launched its... Microsoft Viva was recently launched. It is Microsoft's employee experience platform. And Viva empowers people and team to be their best by really delivering modern employee experiences integrated into the apps people use every day, like Teams and Outlook. Microsoft Viva launched with originally 4 modules. So these are the first 4. There's definitely more that has been added ever since, but I wanted to focus on this original 4 modules. Viva Learning empowers people to discover, to share, and to engage in learning to grow personally and professionally. Learning allows employees to easily discover informal and also formal learning in the flow of work. It aggregates content from LinkedIn Learning, Microsoft Learn, and third-party training content, and of course, your own organization's content. It also provides training recommendations and allows managers to assign and track training progress, as well as report on training within and across teams. The second one is Viva Insights. It gives employees, managers, and leaders data-driven insights that help everyone work smarter and also thrive. Insights brings together workplace analytics, My Analytics, and Glint to provide quantitative and qualitative data and insights to empower individuals, managers, and leaders to improve organizational productivity and well-being. I'll skip Viva Connection and move on Viva Topics first. In Viva Topics, it organizes content and expertise across systems and teams to deliver knowledge in the apps people use every day. Topics focuses on knowledge and expertise. It uses or it applies AI to identify knowledge and experts and organize them into shared topics. AI automatically creates a topic page for each topic. It's like Wikipedia for the enterprise, where AI does the first draft. And these topic pages are surfaced as topic cards right in the flow of work in office and also in Teams. And the last one is Viva Connections. Viva Connections enable you to shape culture, foster connections, modernize the employee experience as well. Connections is a new employee app in Teams that serves as the gateway to your employee experience. It brings together resources, applications, news, and actions into a single employee app and also acts as a launching pad to the other 3 Viva modules. So this 4 modules provides new capabilities that are available to every Microsoft 365 user. Premium innovations that can be added on APIs to build custom solutions and integrations with dozens of partners, including popular learning management systems and human capital management systems as well. So in this session, we're going to explore Viva Connections. As I've mentioned, Viva Connection experiences are already available. And not just that, Viva Connection is also localized in 27 languages to ensure that employees around the world can start using it immediately. If you're not already familiar with Viva Connection, this is actually the summary of what you and your organization need to know about Viva Connections. First, Viva Connection is the gateway to your employee experience. It brings together news, announcements, conversations, applications, tasks, and a lot of other resources in a single destination. People never have to leave the hub for teamwork. The experience reflects your organization because you can brand it with your own name, with your own icon or logo, and of course, your colors. And it is personalized for each employee because AI delivers feeds of relevant content, information, and resources. The organization can also tailor the experience for targeted employee groups, like frontline workers or people in specific regions or roles. And you can add custom components that enrich your employee experience using no-code configurations or powerful developer frameworks. You can integrate investments you've already made in third-party solutions from leaders like Workday or even ServiceNow. And then best of all, Viva Connections and its experiences leverages the investments you've already made in Microsoft 365, which includes SharePoint, Yammer, Stream, and also Teams. And it's backed by security compliance and identity controls that enable you to build an employee experience that you can trust. So what are the key experiences in Viva Connections? So the first one is the dashboard. That is the first image that you can see. The dashboard is the company home for the employee. It's a centralized destination for employee to find and act on company tasks and specific action items for their job. Targeted so right roles and geos see the right tools. Next is the feed. That's the second image. It aggregates news and conversations into a single place where you can stay on top of everything you need to know. And lastly, we have resources page, which is powered by SharePoint. It helps you quickly navigate to evergreen sites, frequented locations, and key organizational destinations. Of course, you can create engaged employees by giving everyone the power that they need to succeed. Deliver a single location where employees can find the latest news, discover what's happening around the organization, and collaborate with coworkers from across organizational silos. Viva Connections makes it easy to bring coworkers together and to build relationships that lead to a dynamic, engaged workforce that grows and learns together. Viva Connections provides an extensible platform directly through the dashboard experience with many independent software vendors and partners having already created pre-built integrations for IT, HR, and employee experience solution that customers can plug directly into their Viva Connections experience. Microsoft introduced a collection of partners committed to building on top of Viva Connections. Some of their logos are included in this slide. Now, if you're curious how to access and install third-party applications, there are a few simple steps to add third-party cards in your dashboard. And as I mentioned, if you're interested to have that conversation, please do not hesitate to reach out to us and we will direct you to our experts. Now let's talk more about what Viva Connections can do. Viva Connections creates engaged employees by giving everyone the power that they need to succeed. It delivers a single location where employees can find the latest news, discover what's happening around your organization, and collaborate with coworkers from across organizational silos. Viva Connections make it easy to bring coworkers together and to build relationships that lead to a dynamic, engaged workforce that grows and learns together. Also, streamlining the publishing experience so that communicators can save time and simplify campaigns by publishing to a single source. So in Viva Connections, you can target news to particular groups, regions, or other attributes in your organization with audience targeting. You can also scale up or down to the right audience or share with a company feed powered by SharePoint News, or Yammer. You can also give critical content a boost to help it stand out. You can schedule key messages and understand reach and engagement. And you can add stickiness by raising items up in the feed with capabilities like always on top, until red, or pin until it reaches X numbers of impressions. You can also easily gather community feedback, take the temperature of the business, and spark discussion by engaging in community conversations. So it is designed for the needs of modern employees, built for both frontline workers and hybrid work, that offers flexibility to engage and participate from anywhere, giving everyone a seat at the table, because when everyone can contribute, everyone also wins. Creating a workplace where everyone's ideas, everyone's voice really matters. And Connections is built to engage everyone, including your essential staff and frontline workers who might not always be sitting at the desk or terminal. So our customers are looking to improve transparency within the company and share critical information to the edges of the business. And Connection delivers in one-stop solution that connects coworkers across boundaries and gives them a chance to share their feedback, their expertise, and their ideas with their company while only a single swipe away from the tools that they need to do their job. So this all ladders up to drive engagement. Connection helps you understand and address the issues facing employees by inviting open conversations and feedback so you can keep a pulse on what's happening. From there, you can easily share pulse. You can do surveys to gain insights about what's top of mind and build transparency and trust by bringing those insights to life. As we talked about earlier, Connections leverages your existing infrastructure. It builds on Microsoft 365 apps and services that you already have deployed. It takes existing content you are publishing to sources like SharePoint and also Yammer to power the company feed, which is this. It uses your existing home site and brings all of that into Microsoft Teams, both on desktop and mobile as well. Have you heard about FastTrack? It's a benefit offered by Microsoft that provides expert guidance to help you enable Microsoft Viva and foundational services. Microsoft engineers or approved FastTrack ready partners will provide remote guidance to help you figure out which Viva modules will best address your needs. Our experts will help you to assess your source environment and determine your scenario requirements. Then we'll walk you through the configuration steps for each service you want to enable. Now, if you have 150 or more eligible seats, you can get this deployment guidance at no additional cost as part of your eligible subscription. If you're interested with this fast track, you can just reach out to us. So this is just the beginning. Microsoft Viva, including Viva Connection, is continuing to grow and evolve. But there are things that you can do today to prepare your organization for this new world of work. This includes rolling out SharePoint Online if you haven't done so, and optimizing your intranet and modern home sites and communication pages as well. You can also launch Yammer. So the more connective tissue that exists in your business between SharePoint, Yammer, and Teams, the stronger Connections app will be on day one. So as our call to action, so I would encourage you to book a call with us if you're interested to learn more about Viva Connections and other Viva modules. You can also reach out to us to leverage some of the funded workshops that Microsoft gives. And then you can also reach out to us if you want to check your eligibility for fast track deployment. And of course, since this is our last Viva class, you can definitely rewatch all our Viva classes on demand. So that is it for me today. It's a pretty short session. Thank you so much, everyone. Enjoy the rest of your day.
And that's a wrap for today's episode of What the Tech, brought to you by ProServe IT. We hope you enjoyed this deep dive into Microsoft Viva, a tool shaping the future of work. From its personalized employee experience platform to its seamless integration with Microsoft 365 apps, Viva is more than just technology. It's a game changer. Coming up next week on What the Tech, we'll recap the best moments from episode 34, 35, and 36. Now, we're wrapping up our Viva series this month, but we'll keep sharing the latest tech trends, innovations, and solutions in our future episodes. That's all for now. This is your host, saying goodbye. Stay tech savvy.